be waiting by the shore. Stand in a circle with love and arms around you, yeah. Come to the river where the mighty waters flow. And as the river unwinds, you'll see the turns of your life.
Join us for Earth Day and promote world peace and unity at Planet Heart's 16th annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, themed Awakening Humanity's Consciousness for a Better Planet. It's a spiritual community gathering honoring Mother Earth, featuring insightful talks, uplifting music, sound healing, indigenous ceremonies, and more. That's Sunday, April 21st, 3 p.m. sharp to 6:30 p.m. at the Church of the Village, 201 West 13th Street in New York City. For tickets and info, visit www.planetheart.org or call 212-222-5432. That's 212-222-5432.
Everybody got to learn how to coexist and how to stop resisting.
The face of beauty appears in every step, every sunrise, every ray of sunlight that kisses my skin. The face of beauty appears in every step, every sunrise, every ray of sunlight that kisses my skin.
Mm-hmm.
step, every sunrise, every ray of sunlight that kisses my skin, that kisses my skin.
Fill your ways to find a face of beauty, face of beauty.
Any place and any time, I open up my eyes and I'm amazed again to find the face of beauty. So much to hear, so feel, much to see. Each moment's a discovery, a million ways to find the face of beauty.
Very fragile thing. All of you know that when you come out, deep breath, and then you look, and then you feel, golden feel, and then suddenly you realize that you are more than small piece of meat walking on earth. I know.
And that was Varga with Beauty. And we heard Come to the River by Diane Reeves as well. And we are here with you today to think about this idea of finding the beauty or allowing ourselves to open up to and express that beauty in our own lives and in the lives around us. And as much as we have chaos and destructive forces in the world, there remains those people that are diligently doing the good work, continuing to promote healthy living activities that save the earth, as we heard a bit earlier on an upcoming Earth Day event. And there will be many Earth Day events. This one is close to my heart, and it is organized by Andrew Kane and planetheart.org. And this says, I don't know, it's maybe one of the anniversaries. It's been going on for many years, decades even. It's the 16th annual World Peace Earth Day celebration. And it's one of the first events that they're doing that is bringing us back into communion in a physical space where we can celebrate together the beauty of Earth and the beauty of each other. Awakening humanity's consciousness for a better planet. Planet Heart, in partnership with We the World, proudly presents our annual Earth Day event, a celebration of oneness, peace, and sustainability. And you have an opportunity to join the conscious community as we all embark on a collective journey of awakening and transformation. And I will be there making a presentation, but some of the folks that are participating are certainly much bigger names than I. The co-hosts are Mark Becker, founder of the New Life Expo, and Christine Marie, a musician and activist. She will be performing. And the keynote speaker, performer, and sustainability expert is Michael Ellie. And Circle of Hands drum with Rosemary and Dinah Werrily, will be there with others. A native elder and medical intuitive, Angelic Cubides, OM. International peace advocate, Audrey Kitagawa. Vibrational sound and light language healer, Jody Sirota. I'll be there offering some Qigong. International leading shamanic teacher, Itzhak Biri. Visionary musician, interactive music with Kevin Nathaniel. And Kevin is a wonderful musician. His work is very healing. Humamaya, cosmic shamanic sound healing. Singer-songwriter Diane Feldman. Reawakened poet Andrew Keane. Singer-songwriter Lisa Roma and Friends. And Rick Ulfick of We the World on piano. So that's an amazing lineup. An opportunity to take a break from the chaos and be in an environment with people who, like yourselves, are looking to create and to find grace within the world, within the planet, and with each other. I'm going to be having some of the presenters on this program in coming weeks before the event. But you can get ahead of the game by going to planetheart.org. And there is a ticket scale, which is really quite reasonable. There's low income, seniors, adults, prepaid for the admission. But it's all so little that it won't be a hardship. The location is the Church of the Village, 201 West 13th Street and 7th Avenue, the Red Door Entrance. And the time is 3 p.m. sharp till 6:30 p.m. So you'll be able to have a wonderful afternoon that is going to uplift and connect in ways that hasn't been possible for a very long while. So go to planetheart.org and check it out. Find out a little bit more. The event opens with the piano playing of Rick Ulfick. And Rick is a very, very, I don't know if well known is the word to say, but he has played with some of the biggest rock stars. And this day he'll be playing for you. Of course, Rick is the founder, co-founder of We the World, which is an organization that has consistently been building communication and connection with and between building community for positive impact into the world. So join this revolution that has been ongoing and continues. Unfortunately, we don't get any of the positive information, any of the wonderful things, actions that people are taking around the world, because the media tends to thrive on chaos, conflict, and war. But we should never doubt that wonderful things are happening. They really are. And this is an opportunity for you to tap into it. So I encourage all of you to go to planetheart.org, planetheart.org, and find out more about this beautiful opportunity to share with each other. So, I see I had music playing in the background. But let's try a different song, Erin Angel. This is really a great song for moving. So if you have a mind to or a spirit to, allow yourself to sway, move, lift, and move the arms, move the hips, and just allow your body to sink into this rhythm and flow into your own spirit, angelic nature. the world seems very heavy, and sometimes we have to take a humanitarian break and remind ourselves of the various levels of our being while we act on survival instincts in order to be able to maneuver the physical world. We have to be able to navigate our physical health and well-being. But sometimes it's really important to go deeper within and understand that we have this malleable essence that is always available to shift and move within us. So imagine for a moment that your interior reality is very much like looking into space. There are no limitations in the vastness of being when we look at it from the perspective of our spiritual connection, our inner awareness, consciousness, to function or to exist on a very different level. If you were to wear those blinders that, you know, when you go to sleep, they keep all the darkness out of your eyes, and if you were to be in that state and to breathe and meditate in that space, you would realize that there's a lot going on in terms of imagery, in terms of creativity, and in terms of reasoning as we think about and imagine what our life could be and perhaps how we may be called to move in the world. And when we exist primarily externally, we lose the vast reservoir of ourselves, the resource of our true selves. And unfortunately, some of the education systems and religious systems have told us for many generations that we are evil beings born in sin. Everything about us is bad. And therefore you have to follow what I tell you to do. It's a pretty consistent theme. Governments, religions, doesn't matter. Education. And I'm not saying that there aren't things to be gained from learning that facet of physical reality. But where I take up issue with it is in how it tries to turn us away from that inner reservoir of, I would say truth, but it may or may not be truth. It may be some truth and some misunderstanding and some fantasy. There's no proving that our inner wisdom is as great as it could be. It could be greatly hampered by what we've come to believe about ourselves. So it may be that when you go internal, you begin to imagine terrible things about yourself, or you might hear some self-inflicted judgment that you've learned to carry about whom you are as a human being. But as we learn to strip away those self-destructive layers, you'll find that there's great beauty on the inside. I had a really interesting experience. I had gone to Mexico enough years ago, and I was studying to the arts of curandismo which are the healing traditions of Mexico, Central, and South America. And I remember buying a bouquet of flowers and plants and herbs. It was very aromatic. And I just had it on my bedside. It wasn't anything special, I thought. But I found that by sleeping with these herbs, that it transformed something internally. And I began to see really just colors. But it was this energy of color, very vivid, very rich, different colors, and they were sort of swaying and dancing and moving and forming some imagery, but mostly it was just moving shades of color. And the thing that it really gave was it sort of emitted a feeling. It was a very substantial, kind of powerful, rich, warm, I would say loving, but not quite that. It was just more like a really sort of receptive feeling, like going to your grandmother's house for Christmas or something like that. It was just a very warm and welcoming feeling that arose within me as a result of the aroma of this particular bouquet. Now, I've been looking for those plants ever since and haven't found it yet, but that's another story. But anyway, it really awakened something in myself, and I retained that ability to be able to connect with that internal warmth of our spirit is how I interpreted that. And I think that we can all do that by just breathing, visualizing, allowing that truly receptive and accepting part of our nature as something that's real and present and available in every moment. It's there, and we can find it. If we haven't already, many people have. But I just wanted to remind of that. And I'm going to play another piece of music, After Dreaming by Wasis Diop. And it's a shamanic piece. And let's all enter into our natural shaman and move with the internal rather than the external.
Thank you.
So that was just a little internal movement, hopefully for all of you. If you have some thoughts you'd like to share on how you create and sustain beauty in your own life, relaxation, maintain and sustain your own sense of humanity and spirit, connecting to that deeper wisdom within. Or if you have something else to talk about, that would be okay too. You can call here 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877, and I'll see, maybe I can find a little something to play while you are thinking about making that phone call, 212-209-2877.
Just 3 digits, but I'm far from home. Fallen, nobody cares. I twist 3 keys and I'm all alone. There's a party upstairs. It's not the first time I've been lied to. I will rearrange to
And we do have a brave soul. Russell has called in. Hello, Russell.
Oh, hi, Catherine. How are you? You know, I want to ask you, to me it's obvious that Trump is dismantling the Republican Party as we know it. And I want to ask you, if do you think the Democratic Party is destroying itself from within, and is that a good thing? And one other thing is, you know, I've been meditating, and while meditating, I can't stop thinking about Gary Noll. Can you fill us in any way about where's Gary? Thank you, Catherine.
All good questions. I don't work here as a staff person any longer, so I don't have an inside scoop. But as far as Gary Noll leaving, I think it has something to do with legal questions being raised by some Pacifica group against him and BAI, but I don't have the details. I'm hoping he will be back. It's not him mad at BAI or BAI mad at him. It seems to be some outer force coming in to try to disrupt what's happening here. That's my take on it. As far as the Democratic and Republican parties, I think both parties are infiltrated by forces beyond sort of what's happening here locally. I don't know exactly who is behind it all, but I believe that both parties are disintegrating, in part due to outsiders, but also in part due to internal corruption, in my opinion. I'm not a Republican. Actually, I'm not a Democrat anymore, but I was. And I think the problem with the Democrats are because they're really good on the rhetoric and pretending that they support and believe certain things and will take steps to support, but never actually do anything. And both parties are, in my opinion, corrupted by donor class. They work for whomever is the highest bidder and have essentially sold out the people, be that working class, be that a particular group, for instance, there's a lot of black people now who are leaving the Democratic Party, not necessarily going to all the way to Republican, but not willing to vote for the current candidate because of the sense of betrayal of the candidate, of the class of politicians that presume to represent the people, but actually are only exploiting every situation for their own gain. That's my opinion. Okay, so I guess that was just a one-off question. Thanks for calling in. And, you know, it's one of those things where you just look at things for what they are and find your own peace within, instead of thinking that something outside of ourselves will be the thing that will bring about transformation, change, and healing. It may be that we're just living in a time of chaos and collapse, and the most we can do is survive and thrive till we can bring about the emergence of something more humane.
Listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's birth. When the fire's voice is heard, 'tis the ancestor's birth. In the voice of the waters. Those who have died have
have never left. But did I not under the earth? They are in the rusty trees, they are in the groaning woods, they are in the crying grass, they are in the moaning rocks. The dead are not under the earth. So listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's breath. When the fire's voice is heard, 'tis the ancestor's breath. In the voice of the waters, those who have died have never left. The dead have a pact with the living. They are in the woman's breast. They are in the waiting child. They are with us in the home. They are with us in the crowd. The dead have a pact with the living. So listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's word. When the fire's voice is heard, 'tis the ancestor's breath. In the voice of the waters, listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often.
This is Sweet Honey in the Rock Breaths. We have another call. Hello, welcome.
Hello, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
I've been enjoying. I just came down from upstairs, not knowing what I was going to hear on the radio. I mean, WBAI. I'm always tuned into WBAI,
mm-hmm.
And I heard you talking about the beautiful bouquet of herbs and flowers, I think you said, and
mm-hmm.
you bought two, and you put them in your bedroom, and while you were sleeping, and it gave you such a wonderful feeling. You described it so beautifully, and it gave me such a beautiful, peaceful feeling listening to it. And then you played the shamanic music, which I also appreciated. And the caller, your response to the caller, Russell, was so frank and candid and from the heart. And now with this music from Sweet Honey in the Rock. So I just wanted to thank you so much. Every time I hear you on the radio, I think you're just getting better and better.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I so appreciate that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for all for your gifts and all that is inside of you that you share with us.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for noticing.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. And you are listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and this program airs live on WBAI on Friday mornings at 11 a.m. and also airs, sometimes a rebroadcast, sometimes not, on the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, on Saturdays at 6 p.m. Well, that's the current status. We never know what tomorrow may bring. But in the meantime, I want to thank you all for joining me today. And I'm going to move along with another piece of music. And I think maybe I'll do Circle of Light by Walela.
shadows, tiny sparrows, safe inside the clear blue sky of another storm. Love, a peaceful dove, right there inside your soul.